Enjoy this Future Funk intro. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Starting on a little bit of Future Funk with Disco Funk album. It's by Groove FM. The song's called Work It. This is really good. I almost backed this thing on Q-Rates for a vinyl release, and then I decided to practice self-control for once in my life. Reminder, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the second to last hour you're listening to before Friday. We've got some tunes. We're going to start with some couple electronic bangers and then kind of go from there. Hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys are having a wonderful night. And I will listen to you. Not really. You're listening to me. And I'll get back to you in a hot second. Hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah. in the car, leaving traces of us down the boulevard. I wanna fall through the stars, getting lost in the dark is my favorite part. Let's count the ways we could make this last forever. Sunny, money, keep it funky, touch your top and let it down.
Shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. If that's what you wanna do. If that's what you wanna do.
If that's what you wanna do, do.
shake it up and make it fizz.
Oh, hope you enjoy this last core of songs. First one was Janelle Monáe with her song Pink featuring Grimes from the King Arthur remix. This is a single. I actually have to admit, I'm not the biggest fan of Pink originally as a single, but I love this remix, and I think it pairs really well. Second one was Sophie with her song Vizzy from their first full-length album, which was Product. I first was thinking of doing Burn Rubber, but I've recently learned that that is actually a leak, and even though it is, you know, all over YouTube, I can't stop anyone from listening to it. It feels kind of weird being a radio show and broadcasting to a non-zero amount of people and playing a lead track that wasn't supposed to come out on time, but it's, you know, all over the internet. This has been a big problem. Charlie XCX, the reason why it's taking her so gosh darn long to make a new album is that a lot of her songs get leaked. I'll probably play one of her songs a little later, but the thing is that it actually went through a lot of iterations because it just kept getting leaked and has to put it back. Record labels like, well, we're not going to release it now, and it's not good. I know people want to get things early, but when it comes to stuff like that, I wouldn't mind waiting if I can get a full album out of it. But you know, that's how it goes. I can't stop people. I can tell people not to, but that doesn't really do much to the average human being, me included sometimes, I'm not gonna lie. But either way, just when it does come out, support your artist that you love. Come on, guys. Anyway, I hope you can enjoy some more music. And I'll see you in a sec.
Oh, so wrong, I love it.
I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was Why Control by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs from their album Fever to Tell. I believe this is their third album? Question mark? It's either that or their second. It's between It's Blitz and Fever to Tell between those spots. I heard Hysterical on another radio station, and I was like, oh man, I should play some Yeah Yeah Yeahs tonight, and so I did. Next was Tegan and Sarah from with their song Back in Your Head from the album The Con from 2007. Imagine that. I love this song. This is actually really the song that got me into listening to Tegan and Sarah in the first place. I heard they're coming out with a new album very soon. I wasn't the biggest fan of their newest one, Stop Desire. Not because they went pretty pop. They did that with Heartthrob, and I thought it was wonderful. It's between The Con and Heartthrob being my two favorite albums from them. It just, you know, didn't catch my drift, and that's okay. But anyway, we've got more music. It's gonna be great. We'll probably after this do a PSA, you know, get us informed about topics in our lives. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Can't stand by myself. Hate to sleep alone. Surprises always help. So I take somebody home to find out how I feel. I feel like just a baby. Portrait of a
Rosemary. Heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand, it's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release.
You enjoy this last court of songs. We came in first with Poster of a Girl from Metrics' album Live It Out. Actually comes out, came out in 2006, believe it or not. I feel like this is probably one of the more Canadian songs, given that it's actually bilingual. That is the owl will come for me. I haven't had a Japanese lesson in a year, and I think it can show. So it is a very good song. I think it's one of the more underrated tracks on the album. Anyway, next was Evil by Interpol from their album Antics. It's weird. It says it's from 2004. It's funny because, like, I feel like I grew up with this song. Like, I feel like I've known it for a long time, but I've really loved it. The music video is weird. But anyway, here we go. Here, I have a PSA in front of me. We're going to read it. You're going to get educated. It's going to be wonderful. Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected by only a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you want to be in a you expect to be a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." I do like the thank you in the back. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation or on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I think that's very interesting that at least in Virginia court, it was ruled that a fingerprint scanner still counts, in which that's not a police can make you do that. It is interesting. You can't. I have a fingerprint scanner. It kind of was default, but it doesn't work all the time. Especially if you're like, it was raining today. My fingers were wet. Didn't work. But that's kind of spooky. But it's true. Keep guard on your phone. Know what can and can't be searched. You don't want to get hassled for nothing. Yeah. Learned a little more today. Anyway, got some more music. I'm trying to find this one song. I have one. Don't worry. I do have something set up, but we'll see if I have my backup or the one. There's this one song I'm trying to remember right now. We're going to find out if I remember it. Don't touch that dial. We're going to find out together.
Either that or right down the line. Ooh.
You guys enjoy this last core of songs. Forgot to log this. Here we go. First was Dark Days by Local Natives from their, I think this is their first EP or album, Sunlit Youth. They have new stuff now, but this is still my favorite song from them. Next one was Lions in Cages. This is the song I've been looking for. It was on my phone, but gosh, the amount of songs I have deep in there, it's, you're not gonna find much. But it was by Wolfgang from their album Suego Faults. This is the only song I know from them. They really played it up in the Pandora space. Yes, I used to listen to Pandora radio religiously. It's kind of a shell of its former self. Spotify really kind of took things over. But gosh, I can really... Pandora has a lot to blame for my music taste, for better or for worse. And it was really great. I had a Pandora One subscription, gosh, for far too late. I think it was in college when I finally got rid of it, but, it was a wonderful service, and got to learn about Wolfgang. Anyway, got some more music. We're gonna kind of take things a little slower. It's gonna be wonderful. Hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
Don't talk too soon, I ain't dead yet, but I am home. remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you and me, close as any two can be. Now we're strangers in the night, awkward in the tight. Oh, baby, do you wanna make it better? Do you wanna stay together? Hey, if you do, then let's please make some new memories. When you take somebody for your road, it can't survive on history. The hotel motel, though we got a room at home, go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice, try some new seduction, show each other how, give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
Feel good, don't it? Come on.
Do you wanna make it better?
Wanna make it right? Come on.
Do you wanna stay together?
I meant when I said it.
And it's easier to run away than to look for what would make you stay.
We enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was Stronger by Ravina, from her first, I think this is her first full-length album, Lucid. I listened to this over the week. Really great to kind of get settled into bed to. It's kind of funny listening to the whole album in full. It's definitely, sometimes the problem is that the songs kind of blend into each other, but not in a good way. But when I was kind of picking out some music, because I still really like the album, but picking out music, this one really kind of stood out as being actually really good. Honestly, if you like this kind of music, if you like R&B, I know there's not that R&B, just I think like rock has really fallen on the wayside in regard to a lot of popular music representation. There's a lot of hip-hop going on right now, but a lot of rap, especially trap rap, but you don't really hear a lot of R&B and soul as much as you used to, so you have to look around. So definitely Ravina is a really good artist to check out. Duran Jones and the Indications is another one. Mavis Staples, they're a great artist, but you gotta dig a little more to really get some good stuff. Next one is Anderson .Paak with Make It Better featuring Smokey Robinson. This is a single, but I believe it's also going to be on, I think this is going to be one of his new albums if it isn't out already. But anyway, we got some more music coming up, and I hope you all enjoy. Here we go.
be a baller. Yeah, in one shot collar. But really, can you blame him? Nah, niggas came from the bottom. I've been thinking. All that thinking got me smoking, drinking.
Enjoyed. It's probably the last you'll hear of me. This has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. DJ Tolstoy, you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. We got a new show coming up next. Got a lot of people. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. I will see you next week. There will be a guest in for training. That's exciting. Anyway, I'll leave a little bumper song and switch over. I'll see you guys later.